Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, I canceled within the 7-day period, and my card was charged $39.95.
Okay, what's the order number?
I have a subscription number from the
You stated that you canceled. Do you have the cancellation number?
They never gave me a number.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Richard Shutak, Shutak.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
3212 Willow Oak Drive, Edgewater, Florida, 32141.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. So it does show me here. Let's see, you signed up for the meal plan. The charge was $39.85. Now I do see where you called in on the first to cancel. So I do see a cancellation. So you wouldn't be billed anything further, sir. You've been canceled out.
Well, my credit card's been charged.
Yes, sir. You
Hello?
were charged for the month. That's the fee is $39.85.
Well, it says if you call within 7 days, there's no charge.
We don't have that in our terms of service, sir. The charge is $39.85 for the monthly planning, and you called in to get it canceled. There was no refund process for you.
Well, be advised that my credit card company, my credit union, is in the process of investigating this. I just
So
thought
you
I'd call.
disputed the charge, sir?
I'm sorry?
You disputed the charge?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you can do, sir, to receive a refund, you can call back in with your financial institute on the line. If you're willing not to dispute the charge, then we can get it refunded. But they have to be on the line to verify that.
I don't understand why is the 7-day period said that if you contest this, that it'll be you wouldn't be charged.
Well, at the
That was
time
on
of
the
your cancellation, sir, you didn't request a refund. You just called in to cancel the subscription, and that's what we did. So there was no refund requested. After your cancellation, when you dispute the charge, I don't know if your financial institute explained to you. What they do is they verify whether or not you submitted that order. So they wouldn't be able to refund the charge to you.
Well, because that wasn't my card was used by one of the kids. That's why it was sent to Colgan. The name is Colgan Irene. That's why I called to cancel. Okay, connect me to whoever it is that I get my refund back.
You need to call your financial institute and ask that they make a third party call for you.
Well, that's already in process.
Through a
Because
dispute, sir, you won't be
that
refunded. The only way you can receive a refund is if you call back with the bank on the line and you're willing not to dispute the charge. Then we can process a refund for you.
Oh, this is really. This whole thing is a spam. Anyway, all right. I'm gonna turn this in. I'll go further with this. I'll go to a lawyer and have it done this way. But my credit union is in the process of disputing it, and I'll turn it over to my attorney, and we'll see how long you can have this on there. why is this being addressed to CVS pharmacy? Why is that?
I don't see anything on here for CVS pharmacy, sir.
Oh, well, it's I still have it on my computer where they show it says CVS.
All it shows me here, sir, is that there was a sign up for the meal plan and it was $39.85. If you're wanting the refund, you'll have to call back.
I never signed up for the meal plan. I never made a connection for the meal plan. That was created by you people, not by me.
We don't have access to your card information, sir. The only way the order can be processed is if you process it online. So I've already notated your account, sir. You'll have to call back in with your financial institute.
I'm gonna have I'll have my attorney do it.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.